Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we look ahead to the Kosafa Beach Soccer Championships in Durban next month, as well as the third round of Africa's Women's Olympic Qualifiers.
South Africa will take on Tanzania and Zambia meet Ghana in the hope of reaching Paris 2024 Olympics, with the first legs of those ties to be played on Friday. We'll hear from both teams.
But first, we speak to Kosafa Competitions Manager Josse Nip ahead of the first event on the 2024 calendar. It's the Kosafa Beach Championships, which will have added significance this year.
Josh, beach soccer has been a popular addition to the Kosafa calendar. This is our third edition since we had our first in 2021. Can you share with us the dates for this current event and all the logistics around it?
Thanks very much, Nick. Yes, we're planning the third edition of the Kosafa Cup, which will take place in Durban, South Africa, once again, starting on the 17th of March and then ending on the 23rd of March as well. We're very excited about this competition. We unfortunately missed out last year, but we're back this year, full swing back into the beach soccer competition, which will serve as a very good preparation for the participating teams, as there's beach soccer AFCON qualifiers coming up very soon, and then with the beach soccer AFCON taking place in Egypt in August.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that AFCON, beach soccer AFCON. I know that Madagascar, I believe, are the only Kosafa side to have won gold there before. I think it was in 2015, if my memory serves. But I guess the regular hosting of the beach soccer or Kosafa beach soccer championship will hopefully improve the chances of the teams in the future if they get to play yearly at this level.
Yes, it's obviously very important. A lot of our teams are starting up beach soccer and are new to the game. So this serves them as very good preparation going forward into the AFCON qualifiers and then hopefully onto the AFCON as well. Of course, we always have some very good guest nations participating. So that's a very good test for our Kosafa nations at the Kosafa Beach Soccer event.
Yeah. And you talk about the guests. We've seen at the ongoing Beach Soccer World Cup that's being held in the UAE that unfortunately neither of the African sides has made it to the quarterfinals, Senegal and Egypt. Bowed out in the pool stages. But those two both played at the 2022 Kosafa Beach Soccer Championship. And I think it goes without saying as well that that tournament helped them to prepare for this World Cup. Is it seen as quite a draw card for teams from the rest of the continent?
Yes, of course. It's actually a very big draw card. I mean, teams are always looking for competitions such as the Kosafa Beach Soccer, where they can compete against very good opposition and a well-organized tournament as well. So it's very popular amongst the beach soccer circles, I'd say that. I chat to a lot of coaches in the beach soccer field. They're always very interested and always want to get invited to our beach soccer competitions. So that's very good to hear.
Yeah. Obviously, it is a different type of game. It's not the 11v11 association football that we are used to. Just the logistics around referees and all that, is it something that's growing as well in your impression on the continent? Are we seeing more people wanting to become involved in beach soccer?
Yes, definitely. So just from our two competitions that we've ran already, we've trained so many referees in beach soccer. So a lot of them multitask, and they're also 11-a-side referees. So we bring them across and train them in beach soccer as well. So in the past 2 years, we've really trained a lot of referees that have gone on to the AFCON and the World Cup as well. So that's also a very important aspect of hosting such a competition in the CASAFA zone. We're not only it's not only for players, coaches, it's also for referees and administrators as well.
Yeah. And of course, exciting for our region is that we have the next Beach Soccer World Cup is to be scheduled to be staged in the Seychelles in 2025. I guess that is also a great point to work towards for our teams in terms of qualification places.
Of course, I mean, the World Cup is happening in our zone, so it's very exciting. And I think there needs to be a good build-up to that in 2025 when it takes place. So I'm very sure Seychelles were looking to be boosting their team to have a good run for home World Cup. And as well as the CASAFA and Island Nations, I'm sure they will be also looking to build their team and qualifying for that event.
Yeah. And then you mentioned earlier, we're returning to Durban again for the third time for the Beach Soccer Championship. They've been a great host and a great partner for this event in the past.
Yes, of course, Nick. Durban has been a very good host for the past 3 years. We are working towards furthering our relationship. But this, we're very excited to be back there this year. I think it's the perfect place to host beach soccer competition. The perfect scenery, and teams love it there. Everything's closed. Very excited to be back in Durban once again.
And then you, Joshua, at the recent Africa Cup of Nations in the Ivory Coast, can you tell us a little about your role there and what you were up to?
Thanks, Nick. Yes, I've recently just got back from the AFCON. I was part of the match general coordinator's team at the Felix Houphouet-Boigny Stadium in Abidjan, where we hosted matches from the group stages all the way to the third and fourth place. It was a very good experience for myself. We obviously had a very big responsibility at our venue. So we're in charge of the entire venue, in charge of all the competition's aspects. So at our venue, we had Egypt, Mozambique, Cape Verde, and Ghana. So those are very big teams. So we had some very big matches in the group stages, and then we built up all the way to the third and fourth place. So it was a really good experience. Good to experience that level of competition. Things were very well organized from an organizational point of view. I spent over 40 days there. So it was a long period away, but nevertheless, a very, very good learning experience for myself.
Yeah, and just lastly, I mean, many people said that it has been the best Africa Cup of Nations that's ever been held. You know, as a good footballing man yourself, was that the impression that you got?
Definitely, Nick. Definitely. I can say without doubt, this felt like a very well-organized competition on the ground where I myself was working. I think we've really got a lot of work to do to top this into the next AFCON. And I think CAF will do that.
African champions South Africa are seeking a return to the Olympic Games after previous qualifications in 2012 and 2016. Tanzania stand in their way, and if they advance to the final round of the preliminaries, will face either Nigeria or Cameroon for a place in Paris. Here are the thoughts of Coach Des Ellis.
We know of the opponents. We have footage. We've already analysed them, but the same as they've analysed us, we have analysed them. They beat Togo, was at the last WAFCON, and that's no mean feat. They also beat Botswana recently to qualify for this stage, and we all know how good Botswana is and what happened back then. So we're not taking anything for granted. We've worked a lot on some of the things this week, obviously waiting for international-based players to meet us on the other side and then continue with our preparations. But the analyst has done really well in getting as much information as they can and setting up an analysis on the opponent. And as the technical team, you know, we've all studied that and we know what to expect. We have to be at the absolute best, of course, because that's the only way you get a result. Lesego, we've monitored for a while now. I think why we actually played at Wits University, if I'm not mistaken, has been doing really well for TS Galaxy. And we're always looking at adding to the core group of players. And she's come in and really showed us that, you know, she can add value to the team in all aspects. Very good on the ball. good passer of the ball as well. And with us playing almost a possession type of game, I think she'll add a lot of value to the team. Also brings a little bit of a physical presence, which sometimes at times we are lacking. So if it's needed, you know, we're able to bring her on if it's needed. So I think she will add a lot of value to the team. We've had a lot of players out with injury and exams. Likewise, Burkina Faso. Some players still recovering. Banani doing really well with rehab, along with Bongeka and Sibolele. The players recently picked up injuries, Benny Shongwe, as well as Sinotolo, also picked up an injury, and Faith as well. So it's tough not having those players around, but the core group that we have, we've always said we have a fantastic core group. We can rely on those players, and those players have stood the test of time. You know, here's another opportunity now again to make our job more difficult in future for selection. Our players have raised their hand, and we trust the players that we've selected to be able to do the job, which is getting the results against Tanzania. I think it's very important. There's still others, as I said previously, who've been to the Olympics who are out injured, but very important to have that core group, very important to have that senior group, as it may be, because they always lift everything in the team, you know. And I think not having gone in 2020, I think that's the biggest objective, not just for us as a team, but especially for those ones that missed out in 2020 that had been in 2016. So it's really important that, you know, they also bring their experience is going to be invaluable going into this, because they've traveled more than any of the other players. But we've traveled to some places where things were not okay. And coming back home, you know, the comforts of home. And this is another a match where we're going to a place where, you know, degrees are going to be 39 plus. And it's through their experience of having been there to be able to raise the levels as well as us on the bench, of course. Look, there were a lot of things that we wanted to do. One of it was winning WAFCON, which we did. Going back to the World Cup and getting out of the group stages into the last 16, which we did. I think the one missing is obviously the Olympic Games. Not having gone in 2020, it's a big objective for the team. It's not about one individual, it's about the whole team. We have one goal, and that is to get to the Olympics. But it's all about this one game. We're not going to look any further ahead than that. Otherwise, we'll lose focus of the task at hand. And we don't want to speak about who's next or the Olympics, but we just want to speak about Tanzania, because that's what it's about. To just concentrate on that two-legged match and affair and get the result that will push us to the next round. Whenever we play, we always go out for result. That's the most important thing. We don't leave nothing to chance, but we also have to be aware of their qualities and what they have to offer. So we will make sure that we get the result that we want to make the second leg easier, you know, and that's important. We do know that the Olympics is not on goal difference. So we got to make sure that we get the job done, but we got to make sure that we get a good result in Tanzania to take the pressure off us at home. The last couple of games we've played away, we drew games, but it's games that we could have won and should have won with the chances that we had. And knowing that also, we're coming off a preseason. I think we were in a similar situation in 2022 when we played Algeria, who were in season, the same like Tanzania are now. And we came in early to prepare. And I think this week has gone extremely well, which will help us in that. But like I say, we go out there to do well in every game. We don't leave it to chance and wait for the second leg. Because if we're going there deciding how we're going to play or we don't want to win the game, we will find ourselves on the back foot before we know it and we can't get out of it. Well, we received medical information from a club, and that's why she's been withdrawn. The players know, you know, when you are achieving, you always want to do more. A lot of the players don't rest on their laurels. They always want to achieve. They always want to go one better, because that's what it's about. And when you're at the top, there's always teams. When you play against them, it becomes their final, you know. So we got to be at the absolute best to get that result. But when you've won one trophy, you don't rest on your laurels. You want to win more. And this is the same with this team. They want to do more. They want to win more. They want to achieve more. And I think going to the Olympics will be the biggest achievement outside of all the others, not having gone in 2020. But it's all about this game. It's all about the home, the away leg and the home leg, to make sure that we talk about the Olympics further on.
Talia Smit is back in the Banyana setup for the tie against Tanzania and is certainly looking forward to the challenge.
It feels good to be back in camp. It feels good to be amongst the girls. Obviously, it's hard work. We had a preparation camp. I think we've done well during the preparation camp, and we know the importance of the game, and it's just good to be back amongst the girls, you know. Miss them, and yeah, it's great to be back. It's definitely an important game for us. We know it's third round qualification, so we don't want to look beyond us. We would love to qualify for the Olympics since we missed out on the previous Olympics. So our main focus is the game against Tanzania. We have to first focus on the away leg in Tanzania and then focus on the home leg in South Africa. So we have to do our all. We know what's at stake. We've prepared well, and yeah, we just have to make sure that we do our best. Obviously, the Olympics is the end goal, but we have to take it one game at a time and focus on the first hurdle, which is the away game in Tanzania, and take it from there. But the Olympics obviously is the main goal, and I think each and every footballer would have Olympics on their, I'm gonna say, list of things that they would love to compete in. Yeah, I think we've been in a situation like this before when we were preparing for the last round of AFCON qualifiers against Algeria. So it's kind of a similar situation. So I think it's all in the mind. I think we don't have to put anything in our minds that, you know, it's a reality, but I think the mind is such a powerful tool. We've been preparing and we've been pushing each other. You could see the intensity on training. The intensity was good. You could see the girls, each and everyone was pushing each other. So I just think it's all in the mind. We just have to go and do the job on the field, and you know what we put in the mind, we give power to. So I think just having a mutual goal as a team and a mutual objective, and everyone giving their all on the day and giving 100%, then I think we can attain our goal as a team.
Zambia featured at the Tokyo Olympics 3 years ago and grabbed the headlines with their entertaining style of play. They must navigate Ghana and then the winner of the tie between Morocco and Tunisia to book a ticket to Paris. Here are the thoughts of forward Rachel Kundundanji, who recently became the most expensive women's footballer of all time.
Playing away is very difficult, so we have a big advantage. So we need to use that one, winning that match. Even if it's not winning, but coming back with points or a point is better. And when we come back here, we finish the job, because that's the most important game in these two matches. You know, we don't want that to be the last, and we want that to be the first of all the times that we'll go there, and we want to be going all. You know, we want to qualify this time because we want to go and do what we failed to do last time. So this is more important to us, not just us, but to the international. The Ghana game will be different because a lot of Ghana players, you know, they are professional just like us, and they have a lot of good players. And it won't be an easy game, but we are ready to face them, and we are ready to do our level best. I'm just looking forward, you know, to meet my new family, my new team, and to do more, because I need to reach my target, because I wanted to my target was to become a top scorer this season in Spain, but I left the league in the middle of the way. So I want to extend that target to the American League. So I need to focus and work hard every time. All I can say is that continue supporting us, that never look down on anybody, and just continue supporting each and every player out there. And without you guys, we are nothing. But with you by our side, you know, we achieve a lot of goals, because you are supporting us. Even if we are down, you give us that morale to work hard.
Zambia's biggest threat could come from striker Barbara Banda, who scored 2 hat-tricks at the last Olympics. She is certainly looking forward to the meeting with Ghana.
So far, so good. The team is intact. We are all in camp. We've resumed, and the training is going on well. Everyone is putting in effort, because we know that we have a big task ahead of us. So everyone is putting in to be the team. Honestly, talking about Ghana is not an easy team to beat, but as a team, we have to be determined and we have to work hard, because Ghana has a good side, so we are not underrating them. We are going there with full force. What we want as a team is maximum points there at their home ground, and to come and finish the game at our home ground. Exactly, because I think as our striking force, we are all ambitious in terms of scoring. So we want to keep on scoring. In our team, we depend on everyone. Everyone can score. So we just want to keep the same momentum and the same discipline of scoring. And looking at the game we played Angola, it was a very good game for us. And we want to continue the same spirit. We still want to score more goals as a team. Well, first of all, we are happy for Kundananji for her movement and Kabange coming back in the team. We've seen she's been performing to the club with the Green Buffaloes. I think she's in good shape and hopefully she'll come back as Kabange we know and deliver to the team, help the team because everyone now is pushing. So she has to find time to squeeze in for herself and to show to the coach that she's able to fit in the team. All what I can say is to the fans, they should keep on supporting us and not forgetting when we are playing at home, they should come in numbers and support us and we'll surely deliver good result to them.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We'll be back in a fortnight.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.